Well, all right. It is time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. This week, Iron Butterfly.
I'm sitting here thinking of my life to be. Wondering what's going to become of me. I'm standing on a wire way up high. While people are both tied.
Listeners, I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Iron Butterfly. They were formed in 1966 in San Diego, California. In their career, they released 8 albums. They had 12 singles and 4 songs on the Billboard charts. They were the first band to receive a Platinum Award for their album Inagata Davida. Opening our show was their non-LP single from 1967, Don't Look Down on Me. The first time Iron Butterfly played Minneapolis was on the 13th of April in 1969 at the Armory. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now from January of 1968, from the LP Heavy, which placed number 78 on the charts. The song is Unconscious Power.
Is going to happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Triggering the unconscious power. Removing all your inhibitions. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail. With this you will see everything. Triggering the unconscious power.
don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll walk this land. Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. Here I go. You know that I'm loving you. In a god of a vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my
You just heard their highest charting single from June of 1968, which placed number 30 on the charts, the song Inagata De Vida from the album of the same name, which placed number 4 on the Billboard charts. The band was formed by vocalist-organist Doug Engel, born Douglas Lloyd Engel on the 9th of September 1945 in Omaha, Nebraska. Their drummer was one Ron Bushy, born on the 23rd of September 1945 in Washington, D.C. And their bassist, one Lee Dorman, born Douglas Lee Dorman on the 15th of September 1942 in St. Louis, Missouri. He passed away on the 21st of December in 2012. He left Iron Butterfly to go to the band Captain Beyond. I saw Iron Butterfly in the spring of 2001 in Maplewood, Minnesota at The Rock, where I met Ron Bushy, who was a wonderful guy. He would sign anything you put in front of him. I also met Lee Dorman, who was not as accommodating as Ron Bushy. Well, life of a rock star. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you want to learn more about these artists that we cover on our show, go to RosevillePatch.com/MrZeros. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show, where there's information on all the shows we have ever done. Coming up now, dedicated to my son Obleon and his mother Asha Moonglow, the number 96 hit from January of 1969, In the Time of Our Lives, from the album Ball, which placed number 3 on the Billboard charts.
Listen to the clock beat. as a jigsaw town away. And listen to the birds laughter as they live for today. And listen to the heartbeat as it beats our lives away. Are these all the things that we hear in our world? And these all the things that we hear in the time of our lives? In the time of our lives. To us they are real, and for us they're ideal. How you doing, people? The past on yesterday. Did you meet with justice on your judgment day? Are these all the things that we feel in our world? And these are the things that we feel in the time of our lives. In the time of our lives. And to us they are real. And for us, they're ideal. Yes, to us, without a doubt, they're real. Without a doubt, they're real. We'll be right back.
You just heard Are You Happy? Recorded live in May of 1969, but released in April of 1970. From the album Iron Butterfly Live, which placed number 20 on the Billboard charts. The next time Iron Butterfly played Minnesota was in Bloomington at the Met Center on the 13th of November in 1970. Their guitarist was prodigy Eric Keith Braun, born Rick Davis on the 11th of August in 1950 in Pekin, Illinois. He passed away on the 25th of July in 2003. He was eventually replaced by two other guitarists, one Larry Rhino Reinhart, born on the 7th of July in 1948 in Florida. He passed away on the 2nd of January in 2012. He was also in Captain Beyond with Lee Dorman. Oddly enough, both of them passed away in the same year. Their other guitarist was one Mike Panera, born Carlos Michael Panera, on the 29th of September 1948 in Tampa, Florida. He left the band Blues Image to join Iron Butterfly. He was one of the first guitarists to use a talk box on his guitar solo. I have met Mike Panera twice, in May and again in August of 1992 in Des Moines, Iowa, when he was with the Classic Rock All-Stars band. He filmed me in his documentary that he was putting together on the bands Iron Butterfly and Blues Image. I am such a huge Iron Butterfly fan, I have a psychedelic butterfly tattooed on my left arm. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where we sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Coming up now, from August of 1970, the number 66 hit, Easy Rider, from the album Metamorphosis, which placed number 16 on the charts.
Chain around her feet, waiting. that gave me potion to control my emotion. Would have done more had I let her, but I knew her much better.
Just
January of 1975, the song Searchin' Circles from the album Scorching Beauty, which placed number 138 on the charts. Preceded by the non-LP single from 1971, Silly Sally. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. Our final song will be from the album Sun and Steel from October of 1975. Taking us out, the song Beyond the Milky Way. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Iron Butterfly. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars. Well, all right. Now get ready and get set. It's time to roll. It is time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. Said it's time for Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show.